Here's something heartbreaking, and I go back to the top of the program, and I say, what really happened in Uvalde? Why would the scene commander, the incident commander, not allow the police officer to go in? And worse, listen to this. This is from KWTX, Austin, Texas. KWTX. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McCraw on Tuesday told state lawmakers the police response to the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, May 24th, was an abject failure. McGraw told the state Senate the police at the scene had enough officers and firepower to have stopped the gunman 3 minutes, 3 minutes after he entered the building. And they would have found the door to the classroom where he was holed up. It was unlocked if they had ever bothered to check, but they didn't. McGraw also revealed the husband of slain elementary teacher Eva Morales, who was identified as Uvalde CISD police officer Ruben Ruiz, tried to save her, but officers at the school prevented him from doing so. McGraw said the teacher called her husband, said she had been shot, she was dying. Ruiz tried to move forward into the hallway. He was detained, and they took his gun away and escorted him out of the building. I mean, really? This just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Anyhow, the Detroit, here's a couple of other things I told you earlier and have not gotten to exactly. The Detroit Free Press suing Michigan State University. The Detroit Free Press sued Michigan State University Tuesday, asking a judge to order the school to turn over the gift agreements with two of its largest donors. This happened when Matt Ishbia and Steve St. Andre were said to have provided a massive amount of money to help hire Mel Tucker, the football coach, and pay his salary. Well, the Free Press wants access to those documents to see what's true. And we'll go from there. Let's see here. The feds have tested 200 Detroit demolition sites for contamination, according to Charlie LaDuff at the Detroit News. After 7 years of grand jury subpoenas, proffer agreements, and a COVID-19 shutdown, Charlie says he had given up hope that the citizens of Motown might receive some answers as to what exactly has been buried in their neighborhoods where rotten and broken houses used to stand. Children play in these lots. A contractor forwarded me a memo from the Detroit Land Bank. In that memo, you've asked that the soil be tested at 200 sites across the city because you suspect the dirt could be contaminated. And the city did not hold contractors to the rules. If the dirt comes back dirty, how many other sites are you going to have them test? Mayor Dugan likes to crow about how more than 23,000 demolitions have done since he took office at $15,000 a cleanup. That kind of money could bankrupt a city. The mayor's deputy corporation counsel, Chuck Rimey, confirmed the contents of the memo. You remember Rimey? He's the guy who outed the confidential source of the towing bribery scandal to another target. This is a lot going on here, right? Mountains of contaminated soil, we're told. Contaminated soil from the 996 job dumped in at least 70 demolition holes. And then came the reports from the Detroit's Office of the Inspector General showing contractors used possibly contaminated soil in the 994 rehab job. Could be as bad as Flint, they say. But so far, no real reaction. No real reaction. What's going to happen, Detroit? Did you make a mess bigger than the city of Flint? Well, maybe. Maybe. Speaking of messes, energy, here's another Bit of warning, all right? Another bit of warning. To the people in Washington, to the people in Lansing, to the people who hate American energy, Germany's leftist chancellor is sticking with a plan to phase out and get rid of all nuclear power. It's being slammed as a complete bit of nonsense. Olaf Scholz, the left-wing chancellor, coming under fire from politicians and energy experts over his commitment to ending nuclear power in the country by the end of the year. It comes as the country finds itself forced to reopen coal-burning power plants. Coal-fired power plants all firing back up in Germany now, because Russia reduced the country's supply of natural gas. According to a report by Der Spiegel, experts are telling Scholz to reverse course. Experts in the field of nuclear energy emphasizing that it is not yet too late to extend the lifespan of the country's few remaining nuclear reactors. We advocate using all available sources to get through the energy crisis better. In order to enable the continued operation, hurry is needed. The power plants are in the process of being shut down. The longer you wait, the harder it is to get them back up. But Scholz has dismissed this, claiming that even if he wanted to keep the plants online, Germany would be unable to get the necessary fuel rods needed to keep the three remaining facilities up and running. The fuel rods last until the end of the year. Procuring fuel rods would take 12 to 18 months. Yep, they're idiots. Germany firing up coal power stations, though. That no nuclear? Good old coal. Those will run. Wake up, America. They're trying to turn the lights off on Western civilization. All right? Time to get it figured out. Some final thoughts on this program after the break. Don't go anywhere.
And Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar is a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.